Hey.
Hey, you
And
guys.
we're back here to talk shit about DC. Corey, introduce.
Hey, everybody. We are the AmeriMe Junkies. This is AmeriMe Media talking to you. Today, we're going to be talking about DC overall, the good, the bad, and the I don't know about
what
that.
What the fuck?
But first, I'm going to start with the introductions. The lovely Queen Neek.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Queen Nick here. I'm sorry I got my camera on. I got a huge pimple on my face, so I'm not doing that. I'm not about to set myself up for the internet like that.
Yeah, what on your face?
A huge pimple in the middle of my forehead. It's like literally at the bridge of my nose, at the very top where my eyebrows is supposed to, you know, be separated. Aww. And all that. Like, I'm looking like a cave woman over here. Over here, about to turn into Frida Kahlo with my unibrow. Like,
you look
it's
like
bad.
A little cave person. You little Ooga Chaka, Ooga Chaka.
Shut up.
The rest of us look ugly too, Nico.
No, but y'all
I ain't got no pimples,
see, it's very,
bro. Whoa. You better
it's very
back.
Different for y'all men, okay? Y'all could literally roll out of bed, crust still in your eye, you know, sleep drool strip all like, you know, still on your face, and nobody will say a word. It's just be like, well, the man's probably was tired. Mind y'all business. You know what I mean? You'll have people defending y'all, but trust me, they will roast me.
Ain't nobody defending
like a Thanksgiving
us.
Turkey.
We just don't give a fuck. There's a difference.
First off,
it's
I'm
just
gonna
different.
Set, first
it's
off,
different.
I'm gonna
the difference
is
different. The difference is we don't care. Motherfuckers talking shit about me and other motherfuckers all the time about the way they look. The bald patches in their head, the rough patches in their beard, the crusted snot hanging down their shit. You know what that? They just don't care. That's the difference. Motherfuckers gonna talk
shit. You
gonna
keep talking about me now? You
gonna
talk about me?
No.
I wasn't talking about you. Damn.
I mean, we wasn't talking about you, but while we're at it, over here we got the biggest boss, the comic boss.
Boss.
Uh-huh. Hey everybody, comic boss, the perfect podcast, the perfect podcaster.
Every Wednesday. DC. And of course, we have Demon Engine live from the Red Room.
Yes. I
don't know why he in the Red Room. He the wrong person in the Red Room.
It looked like he's changed it around again.
He has.
I needed space.
Because he plans on getting some VR, so, you know, he wants to have some proper space.
Oh, so he's
space.
Trying to pop that. He's trying to pop that for real. Got it.
Yeah, he's ready to bust it open on Only Hams.
Only
first of all, my link is on only hands. All right, you need to chill.
But
it's your boy, Demon. Let's get this started.
But of course, folks, we're talking about DC, DC Comics, DC EU, and their shows. Now, media wise, especially when it comes to television and film, DC was like steps ahead of Marvel, but somehow through so many mismanagements and misplannings, these guys are so many steps back.
You know what it was, Corey?
Mm.
They were cursed.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Marvel put a hex on them. Marvel's like, fuck
no,
you.
I think the
Marvel implanted a spy for the espionage. Take down a few executives here.
No, I'm going to disagree. I think that a lot of their issues is of their own their own. They've caused DC has caused so many issues amongst themselves that they're the reason they are where they are right now. But first, let's talk about some of their big successes, because it's too easy to sling so much mud. So let's talk about the green side of the grass.
Okay.
What's left of it?
No, that's not true. I mean, we're gonna get into it later, but really, like their main downside is the DCEU. I mean, But everything else they got going on is like damn near spot on.
Animation, animation is still solid, except for some bumps and bruises that aren't involved, but with their main animation staple, if you will, Sam Liu, who did all the animated movies such as The Dark Knight Returns, Justice League War, the Judas Contract with the Teen Titans, Justice League Dark, like that itself is its own actual contained universe, which,
right,
in my opinion, would have probably blown Marvel out of the water.
Right.
Probability is what it sounds like to me.
Well, no, just
even with the success, the newest success right now with Naomi, is first episode was amazing.
So far, for the folks who've watched it, including myself, I enjoy Naomi. The problem is the overall census, it's not getting a lot of viewership.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's also contributes to DC, because I don't think they have a lot of confidence in these shows right now.
They didn't market their show well.
No marketing.
But they don't really market too many shows where there's a black lead anyway.
No marketing. Well. No exposure to who Naomi is, so not a fan.
How much did they advertise for Arrow and The Flash?
Right.
Even after it was an established show.
Right. Even still.
Yeah, I always hated Arrow. He's just
first two seasons was amazing.
Then he became super diet Batman.
Yeah. I mean, that's what he is anyway.
Yeah. He's like Batman without the money.
No, he is. No. And the funny thing is, comic book Oliver Queen has money.
He ain't got as much as Batman.
No, he doesn't have Batman money. But at the same time, he still was his own character. This, the Arrowverse, Green Arrow, just diet Batman. And he fought Batman villains.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why is Deathstroke having trouble with Green Arrow? Just doesn't
add up. I like Green Arrow.
What's the difference between Green Arrow and Arrow?
Well, no. Arrow is the name of the show, but the hero is called Green Arrow.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Fair enough.
Just wanted to clarify that. Yeah.
Like you said, Green Arrow is just diet Batman. I mean, most of the non-power heroes, they just took the Batman arc and just copied and pasted.
But that's where I find gold, because there are characters who don't have powers who are awesome in DC. And sadly, the only time you really get a chance to see them is in the animated universe. Like one of my favorites who has no powers, The Question.
Not about to say that.
The Question is a wild, off the wall, like conspiracy theory nut job, who every once in a blue moon is absolutely right.
The Question is a great character. I really like him. Also, John Constantine or Hellblazer, whatever name DC calls him by now.
The reason why they won't really bring out John Constantine as far as like a live action anymore is because of Keanu Reeves.
Well, no,
Keanu Reeves said that he's open to doing it again. That's the one character that he even
Constantine had a show on CBS.
Yeah, I remember. It was another guy.
It was canceled, but then the CW bought it and picked it up, and they did another season, but then it was abruptly canceled. But they bought the character back to do several seasons of DC's Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
They let the actor voice the character in the animated movies as well.
Yeah, Matt Reeves on... is the perfect type of tank.
I want a Keanu Reeves. I'm sorry. I could do... Like, well, I tried to get into Constantine, like, the show and everything, and I actually did enjoy the premise. And the other guy was pretty good. I'm not going to hold you. But if I had to choose between him or Keanu Reeves, bitch, you already know who I'm choosing. That's just like asking me if I want to fuck Beyonce or Solange. I'm fucking Beyonce. Like,
here's the thing, though. If you were a comic book purist, you would know that Keanu Reeves' character really isn't accurate.
Not just in look, his character isn't accurate. That's how they wrote the script. Just in, you know, my not man just can only in, do what he just, can do.
Not just in the look, but how he was.
Yeah.
Like, John Constantine was not a set. Like, John Constantine's kind of sad, but Keanu Reeves Constantine was like, oh, damn. Good Lord.
Keanu Reeves is always sad, though. I mean, the man's been through a lot. Right. So.
Right. Right,
you know,
his characters are always
bad. Oh, it just kind of oozes. Even Neo,
just
we're not gonna touch on that. Mm-mm.
I just sat here,
so don't nobody want to touch it.
We sat don't here, talk about Neo.
Looked up, how many animated movies there are for DC. So far, the list has 73.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up how many animated Batman movies there are.
40?
The list is 26. But the list of Batman movies doesn't contain all the Batman movies, because there are more in the animated movies with his name that just aren't in the other list.
Yeah, because Justice League Dark had Batman in it.
There's just so much Batman.
Like, he was the hero on this new part.
They need to retire that character. No, they
can't retire him. They can sign. Now, here's where I like Young Justice. Young Justice does focus on other characters. Now, if you ever see any of the bigger names, their screen time is so finite,
right?
Because it doesn't distract from the main story and the main characters.
But that's why I also like Justice League Unlimited.
Yo,
but they didn't focus on a big three. I mean, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, they had these stories, they made the appearances, but they really focused on a lot of the other
Hawkeye, Green Lantern. Not Hawkeye, Hawkgirl, whatever her counterpart is, because no one cares about him. Green Lantern, both the vanilla and chocolate versions. Cyborg, Flash, like you saw more, even Plastic Man.
Right.
People try and disrespect Plastic Man.
And it's just, I'm so tired of the big three. I'm so tired of it.
Like, but you know what the funny thing about Justice Unlimited was, though? When it came to, like, its huge moment, it came down to Batman and Superman. Because, Demon Engine, I sent you that clip. Do you have that clip ready?
Actually, hold on.
Yeah, there's a... And I had to admit, this felt like it should have been in regular Justice League, but because Justice League Unlimited was supposed to be about the other characters... But we got a really like massive epic moment from Justice League Unlimited involving Superman. Matter of fact, here it is. Let's take a look.
Super or otherwise, you're merely a man, and I am a god.
Wait, is it playing at regular speed? What are you...
I should fight.
Is it running at regular speed for you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
That man won't quit as long as he can still draw a breath. None of my teammates will. Me? I've got a different problem. I feel like I live in a world made of cardboard, always taking constant care not to break something, to break someone, never allowing myself to lose control, even for a moment, or someone could die. But you can take it, can't you, big man? What we have here is a rare opportunity for me to cut loose and show you just how powerful I really am.
Bam! All right, cut the clip. That's great. I love it.
Can we just talk? Like, this is another
that does my heart just, so good to it see just that makes, clip.
It just, I like the clip, but it just reminded me of something. Superman don't care about nobody for real. That whole speech, I feel like I live in a world of cardboard. I'm always doing my, there were people in their cart. There were people in that building.
You know what he sound like? Who he sound like? Omni-Man. Just a nice
Don't do that.
Just a nice version. My man's just tired of trying to hold himself together all the time. He tired of y'all shenanigans and y'all bullshit.
My whole thing is, now that I think about it, he's like, this is a rare opportunity for me to cut loose. He punched him across the city. Omni-Man punched his child across state lines.
I mean, that is a lot of power right there. But that's because Omni-Man just literally did not give a fuck.
I didn't give a single fuck. He did it on purpose.
He was like, I could make another one.
If I have to kill you, what the fuck was this for? If you don't...
But that it like they gave us really great moments, and one of the things that always bothers me, especially now, I would have loved for that scene to have come back in some way, shape, or form if they were to continue with Zack Snyder's vision and have Henry Cavill do that scene.
Oh. Right.
But now we know it's
Henry's done with Superman.
Is he done?
DC says that he's done. Which I think is a very poor decision on their half, because in this upcoming Flash movie, they're introducing a female Superman from another Earth, as well as two other Flashes. I feel like the executives behind the scenes were in such a rush to try and catch up with Marvel that they allowed poor quality films to roll out because they wanted the cash grab.
Right.
Let's see, like if we look at the first one, Man of Steel. I liked Man of Steel. It was a little bit darker than I expected, but I liked it.
Who owns the DCU?
Warner Brothers so owns DC.
Like, so it's not even like they don't have the money. They have the money.
I don't think it's not even about the money in some cases. It's about letting these people create and stop interfering.
Yes.
You know, that ain't going to happen.
Because I could tell you, I bet you that when they told Zack Snyder after Man of Steel, they were like, cool, now do Batman versus Superman. And he was just like, huh? Are you? Well, now don't get me wrong. I feel weird defending Zack Snyder. but he's quite the competent filmmaker, and he's a decent storyteller. So, and the way he helped write Batman versus Superman so it could at least make some sense on why we're going straight to Batman and Superman fighting, I'll give him credit for that. But then you can tell where Snyder's vision stopped and the executives were like, hey, throw in that stuff about Justice League because that's the next movie. Because the way they ham-fisted in those Easter eggs because they were lazily just slapped up there with the Flash, Aquaman, and Wonder Woman, it just started coming off lazy. And I'm not sure whether Justice League or Suicide Squad was like the clear idea that we have no idea what we're doing.
But it's hard for me to say that they don't know what they're doing, because everything else they do, it's like a fucking hit. Like their games, Arkham Knight's coming out, looks amazing.
That's
because you get to every bland white guy gets to live out his fantasy of having a lot of money and putting his hands on random people.
That's because you forget those Rocksteady Studios makes those games.
Right.
And mind you, when they did the first Batman Arkham Asylum, Warner Brothers was like, sure, good luck. They had zero faith that game would even work. Why? Because when they tried to do their own Batman games, they failed.
Right. Right, because Warner Brothers gets in the way of their own IPs.
But when you let these guys, when you go in the other fucking room and let the artists do their thing, you can get gold. Now, when it comes to like David Goyer, who I have a great love-hate relationship with, because sometimes he's a great filmmaker. But then it's like, bro, where's the rest of the story to this? We have Suicide Squad.
Right.
And you could tell, you could literally tell that there's so much studio interference in this film. Because one, I've never heard of a movie being edited by a marketing campaign. A marketing company edited a movie.
Wow. You could just tell that's going to be shit.
And Another great thing, if you ever decide to go back, look at the very first trailer for Suicide Squad, the very first one, and then look at the next trailer for Suicide Squad. You can tell where the studio was like, yeah, we don't like that. We need something with more music, more color. So David Ayer's out there saying there's a better cut of the Suicide Squad, I'm gonna take half of his word for it. And I say half because there's still a lot of shitty things in that movie that I think were all his idea.
Fucking.
And then you have the Joker situation.
What you mean?
Jared Leto, you could literally cut out all of his scenes.
And it wouldn't change the movie. And it
wouldn't change the movie
at all.
You know who we needed that I'm sad we don't have anymore?
Who?
Heath Ledger. He played a fantastic Joker. I don't think Heath Ledger would
have worked in that. Heath Ledger's Joker would not work in a
too dark
DC universe.
Too dark.
He's way too dark, and the heroes would lose a lot.
Well, they got to learn somehow, right?
Right.
How else do you learn outside of getting folded?
Getting folded and learning your lesson, and then there's getting traumatized.
You got to remember, in Christopher Nolan's Batman series, there's no magic. This is all humans.
Yeah.
And the Joker literally had one of the most psychotic plans that overall worked. Like literally most of the Joker's plans were based on other people being stupid.
Right.
I mean,
and it worked. Reality. Right.
Because half of the time he would like he would set up all the dominoes, but never put, but never be the one to push it.
Like even Jack. What about Jack Nicholson?
Tim Burton's Batman could work. Jack Nicholson's Joker could work because he actually played a lot to what we already knew about the Joker even back then. They just took it up a notch and made him a killer. Because back then, all we had was the Silver Age of comics and the Batman 70s show, which definitely turned down the Joker, but cranked up the laughs on the Joker and turned down the violence.
Right.
Just like the Matt. Here's a funny tidbit. Remember the sequel, Batman Returns?
Yeah, but I've never seen it. Was that the one where he kidnapped the white woman or whatever, and she's like crying and shit, and there was like a ballroom, and so they're like, "You about to die," or something like that?
Like the first one.
I can't remember which one is which.
But in part two is when the studio made a marketing deal with McDonald's. And you buy Happy Meals and you would get toys that look like the characters from the movie. And that's what they did, except for the Penguin. Because the Danny DeVito's Penguin was fucking horrifying.
It was fucking disturbing.
Like, his character portrayal was accurate, horrifying, and disgusting. And McDonald's was like, "Listen, we're gonna use the old school looking Penguin guy. We're not using Danny DeVito. And if you guys want this deal to go on in the future, y'all gotta lighten it up." So after that movie, that's when they fired Tim Burton and hired Joel Schumacher, all to sell Happy Meals.
All for a quick buck.
Hey, but we got Kiss from a Rose from it, so does that balance?
No, not at all.
Actually, so, you know, I'm looking at the time. It's time for us to take, you know, mandatory ad break. And we'll re-break back. I got a clip for y'all. I find it funny. It's a bit edited. But let's get this.
Baby.
And we're back. The clip I want to show to y'all. It brings joy to my heart. You'll get to see
what I'm talking about. Is it Kiss from a Rose?
No. He probably needs a kiss from a rose. Need to get healed up.
Stand back.
Oh, God.
No. Green Lanterns.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh,
nobody likes the white Green Lantern.
They washed him so bad in that thing. His character in that whole movie was trash. They did Hal Jordan so dirty in that movie.
Let's be real. Hal Jordan has kind of been trash since the whole Parallax thing.
Listen, he got his ass whipped so bad, I thought somebody was going to yell World Star.
World Star! Yo,
do you know what that scene reminded me of? Fucking Yamcha in the goddamn Cyberman. That's what that scene reminded me of, dog. Yamcha, I thought he was going to end up curled up in a ball.
But
I agree. I agree. How Jordan been kind of trash for a while.
I'm really kind of shocked how the animated universe they set up was such a great blueprint to go live action, and they threw so much of it just to the wind.
That's because WB is in control and they don't
stick to talking and dancing frogs, WB.
Oh, right. Don't know what they're doing. It's a bunch of old dudes over there who probably never read a comic, who probably don't watch the animated series or movie, who like, look, here's some money, but here's these restrictions. It gotta be lighthearted. It gotta be this. The shows can't have no continuity with the movie, which is fucking stupid. Like, cause that's what the fans been begging for decades, and Marvel, like, we heard y'all. Here you go.
And that makes some of their live action properties right now very odd, because we have Peacemaker, who just came out. Peacemaker, played by John Cena. Peacemaker was in the Suicide Squad that came out this summer. And so far, I think it's an amazing show.
You know why it's quite amazing? Because it's continuity. It's the same as that Peacemaker who just got shot in the neck from the movie, and they picked it up right where it left off in the movie.
Also, the James Gunn is writing and directing the show.
Hey, Lamont, can you find that intro? The Peacemaker intro? The Peacemaker intro is fucking pure gold. I love it. I love it so much. So if y'all haven't seen Peacemaker yet, go watch it. Like Corey said, like me and Corey had this thing, like, I don't see how they're gonna make this character redeemable because he was a horrible character in the movie. But good old James Gunn pulled that shit off.
I wouldn't say that just yet. Like,
I don't know, man.
He's not, he's like what, 5% less shitty?
Yeah.
And that's just because he can't shoot kids, even though he said he could.
Not only that, he can't even kill, period. He can't kill no more.
Why?
He has some sort of PTSD. He's currently suffering from PTSD from what he did in the Suicide Squad. He regrets killing Flag. He really regrets what he did there, and he's starting to realize now that people don't look at him as a hero.
Because he's not.
like, bro, you're a criminal.
You're a fucking villain. That whole I've maintained peace for whatever reason. Now kill any man, woman, or child to maintain it. Like, the fuck?
But the weird part is he's a very large allegory for how American soldiers are looked at going into foreign countries.
Yep.
Like, he likes...
Yeah, so after the movie, I guess he got, like, a mental block from killing.
Except for that,
PTSD or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Except for that one chick that was trying to kill him.
Oh yeah, that was like a death. Got the intro?
Yeah.
You got it. Yeah. Look at this shit. Make a move extreme. Oh my god.
The fuck am I looking at? The actual fuck am I looking at?
Oh my god. I can't.
No more.
That's like a Chef kiss of an intro.
And I'm not watching the show now. That's it.
Done. James Gunn purposely made that intro like that because he wanted you to sit through the whole thing every time. Mm-hmm. So they're like super serious during the whole dance choreography.
Yes. And you know what? It also reminds me of something because the way going back to the first Suicide Squad, it looks like they tried to make a James Gunn movie without James Gunn.
Yeah.
Because if you really look at how they tried to stylize that movie, it looked like a poor man's Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And then after James Gunn had that weird falling out with Marvel, someone smart enough over at Warner Brothers was like, yo, scoop him up for a movie.
Yeah. So, somebody was listening. They got somebody young over there.
That's somebody.
Somebody.
But all right. Should we talk about the issue with Justice League?
Of course. I mean that's why we're here.
Cause like
the good, the bad, the ugly, and
nobody cared. Everyone accepted it. That the version that we got was the shit. We accepted it. We were getting tired of the fucking other movies anyway. But no, the diehard DC fan, DC retards.
I disagree.
Spent $70 million for a 4-hour movie.
But Lamont,
to start a universe that ain't even going nowhere.
But Lamont,
introducing people that ain't gonna have a movie. Fuck that thing. Can't tell me shit.
But even the actors were like, yeah, the movie that when that came out in theaters is not what we made.
I don't give a fuck.
And the funny
4 hours
thing,
of my life wasted watching it. I had to watch that shit in parts. It had to be digested in parts because it's too.
And the biggest problem, of that is because they pushed ensemble movies before they could solidify the characters themselves.
Right.
Because it's like you can't do ensemble movies, then do a cyborg movie.
Either just accept your losses, take your time building up, learn from Marvel, or go start sucking off their mouse. But you need to take your time with this bullshit, because the EU is basically dead at this point.
I disagree. Yeah. I think it's on life support.
It's scraping by.
Same
old tried and true trusty Batman. That's the fucking. That's what DC.
I mean, Shazam was good.
Shazam was good.
We're not getting
the second.
Yes, we are. It's about to say, dude, they've already been shown behind the scenes footage. Yeah.
We see it. Okay, at least that.
Because we also have the Black Adam movie coming out that's going to be coming out after Shazam 2.
Then that underhanded fucking tactic. How you going to say it's fucking Black Adam movie? Before you release the Shazam, you tied up The Rock just so Marvel wouldn't get him. Yeah. Facts. Underhanded and downright twisted.
He's speaking facts. Because mind you, they hired The Rock as Black Adam 8 years ago.
When did they even start filming the first Shazam?
They started the Shazam came out in, I want to say, 2016, 2017, somewhere around there. But that's when the first. But mind you, he was already signed on as Black Adam before they even picked a Shazam.
That's because they had to fucking wait till Billy grew up.
Before they even had Zachary Levi, they had Black Adam.
And because I could tell you right now, if he had signed up with Marvel, he would have been Beta Ray Bill.
Oh my God, I would have loved that so much. I got the personality, the fit, and everything. Oh my God, fuck you, DC, fuck you.
Do you, uh, do Do you know who Beta Ray Bill is, Neek?
That answer is no.
No, if you don't know, it's fine.
Nico? Not many people know who Beta Ray Bill is.
Well, yeah, I mean, Beta Ray Bill is an alien who actually who came to help Thor and the Asgardians, and they learned to love and respect him so much that they literally blessed him with his own Asgardian armor and weapon.
That'd have been cool as a rock.
In other words, they familyed him. Like, you're not friends, you're family.
But, what about Vin Diesel as Beta Ray Bill?
I don't know, man. I think he's swimming in Groot in Fast and Furious money.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get him to turn.
Yeah. I mean they're paying him a couple million to say Groot like 10 different ways. I'm with it.
And he also says it in all the other languages.
You said Groot in different languages?
Yeah, like if there's Japanese, Portuguese, French, English, yeah, like when they sell the movie in other countries, yeah, he it's still him saying I'm Groot.
Like, how would you even say that in Japanese?
I think with DC bringing on James Gunn and letting James Gunn work his fucking magic, like, yeah, I'll come over, but leave me the fuck alone and let me do my shit, it made magic. Like, he brought an obscure character that I didn't know about and made him a decent villain in a movie, and then he had his own series that's pop.
I mean, shit, just look at what James Gunn did with Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right,
very few people, like, you had to be a hardcore Marvel fan to know who the Guardians of the Galaxy were.
Right.
And even then,
I didn't think that should be trash.
Good, because Guardians was trash.
Right. Like, no one was buying Guardians of the Galaxy comic, though.
And then
no one was buying Guardians of the Galaxy comic.
Then you got this. All right, let's talk about it. If Boss Lady's there, I'm sorry. Let's talk about Wonder Woman.
No, she's not here. Go ahead.
All right,
you say.
I like the character Wonder Woman. But so far, the live action version, I'm not feeling.
Gal Gadot is not a good actress.
Facts.
I don't care about the action.
Right.
I don't like the Wonder Woman movies only because that is not the Wonder Woman I grew up with.
Wonder Woman chooses violence.
The Wonder Woman is a warrior princess. All caps on the warrior part. And it's oh my god, I'm a thing for savagery and violence.
Yeah. And
that's what she does.
That is what she does.
And gets the fucking job done in the most brutally efficient way. Unless she's with the Justice League. They tell her to calm down.
Yeah, I mean, like, Batman and Superman had to teach her not to kill her villain. Like, oh, chill out. We don't do that here. He like, I do.
Like, y'all mad because my villains don't come back a couple months later. Like, hey, yo, I bet you every time she look at Cheetah, like, I should have let me kill this bitch.
Yeah.
But no, justice.
Yeah.
But no, the live action movies with her have just been so awkward. Like, the first film was like Diet Captain America. And
let's be honest, they kind of don't make these movies for us. Marvel makes these movies for us, which is why they bring out those obscure characters. But not DC. They make them for us, but they make them for the mass of people who wants to get into that universe, but don't want to be subjected to like the comic book character, comic book versions of these characters.
Fuck them.
Because it did, Wonder Woman would be a lot more violent than what she was.
And those fucking thighs! God damn it, dude! Fucking.
And Wonder Woman 84 ending would have not been all cheery Christmas miracle-y.
Right. That's
so weird.
Right.
Pedro Pascal would have definitely got stabbed in the heart.
Right. Animated or live action, I don't care, but can I just get a scene of Wonder Woman stomping somebody the fuck out?
Like for example, War.
Mm.
Oh,
when she was fighting Aquaman and she killed Mera, cut her fucking head off.
Wait, that's a Flashpoint Paradox.
Yeah, that's Flashpoint Paradox. Yeah.
Which it looks like they're doing some version of for this live action movie, because they've got Michael Keaton back as Batman, and they've also got Ben Affleck back, and this will be his last time portraying Batman. Oh, it just seems like they're putting a lot of pressure on the Flash to do a reset of some sort.
I hope so. I hope they pull a 52.
I hope they need it, because there's so many good, there's more bad things going on than good when it comes to DC. Like on HBO Max,
there's more good than bad.
Yes, I love Titans Now. First season of Titans was a absolute catastrophe, redneck NASCAR crash.
Yeah.
Oh, look, they're making another left turn.
But then, I don't know. They must have changed something, changed some writers around. Second season, third season were absolute gold. And that, but here's my I think is their strongest show, Doom Patrol. Doom Patrol is obscure.
Good.
And when I say obscure, I mean I've had to Google some of these villains.
Like, yeah.
I'm like, that's not a real villain. I'm just like, oh, yes, it is. They take, they, huh?
Huh? I still hear him.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba da ba ba ba. Money now.
How about that? But yeah, they took the most obscure characters and just made them. They revitalized Brendan Fraser's career. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can Raheem hear me?
I don't know. He's got that weird,
it might be something on his end. But shoot, in the last season of Titans, the main villain was Scarecrow and the Red Hood. And it was good. Like, I never saw Scarecrow as a big threat, but now I'm just like, yo, this dude could be a serious problem. I gotta give him credit when credit's due, but then you have movies that everyone liked, but I don't understand how, like Aquaman.
Cause Aqua, bro.
Yeah, like I love Jason Momoa, great person, but that movie was like rushed Game of Thrones.
It didn't need to. It didn't need anything. It just needed the Aqua Bro.
Like the storyline was like, the storyline was literally a Game of Thrones between three different underwater nations that ended in an underwater battle that had sharks with freaking laser beams on their foreheads and a large crustacean kaiju.
I mean, to be fair, like, it's Aquaman. Shit has never really made sense, because I remember stupid shit like that from.
Yeah, but it was there were things happening in this movie on such a grand scale underwater. I'm like, you know, I know y'all are new to this, but y'all probably should have brung down Superman and Wonder Woman underwater. Like, what the hell is going on?
Like, yeah, because all of that honestly just started making waves, tsunamis. But it doesn't matter, because Aquaboro, the Aquaboro-ness is strong. So much so that, you know, they still gave him that stupid, iconic suit that he
had. Yo, I'm so upset that they did that. But one of the scenes I've actually seen from the upcoming movie, he's not wearing that outfit. So
we talk about
Aquaman.
Okay.
I seen a photo of him for the next movie, and he's not wearing that outfit anymore. And I'm like, thank God. That shit right. just looks so bad. I was like,
cast a new mirror?
I definitely think they should have fired Amber Heard.
1,000%.
I mean, not because of what's going on with that too, but because she might be going to jail. I'm getting 2 years in prison soon.
I think she definitely should have lost her acting roles as well if Johnny Depp had to be forced to walk away from his.
Right. I mean, I agree.
And when it comes to who was a bigger piece of shit in that scenario, ironically, Amber Heard wins by a couple pounds. They were both really shitty. And the movie's like, no, we're not firing Amber Heard. I'm like, oh, her contract must mean y'all gotta still pay her and y'all can't afford that one.
Right.
Even though ironically, both film franchises are under Warner Brothers. But Warner Brothers is like, we'll pay $60 million for Johnny not to work. But no, her, she gotta work. So I don't know.
All
right. I don't know. So we have Shazam 2. I know there's gonna be multiple enemies in it. Lucy Liu is gonna be one of them. Still don't know anything about Black Adam. We just know that Pierce Brosnan is also in it as Dr. Fate.
Hey, Dr. Fate, one of my favorite characters.
That's something I can actually respect. I fucks with Naboo.
Naboo is kind of sad. It's always sad to me because you're like, you know, it's a guy inside there that's just like, still alive, I see.
Yeah. Fuck.
But
the fact that his dad is fucking Vandal Savage is kind of weird.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me though. It's one of those
that man. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years.
But it's one of those things where it's great storytelling. Who do you think could play a live action Randall Savage? Any ideas?
You know who I would like? I don't know the actor's name, right? Mm-hmm. But it is the beefed up bull on the Umbrella Academy.
Okay. That's actually not a bad idea.
Yeah. I think he played good in the family.
I like that.
I would like to see the light in the DCEU, but I don't think they'll do it right.
I'd like for Lex Luthor to be recast.
You know they're not going to do it right.
Definitely.
It's coming up on our time.
Okay.
Any closing statements?
We'll go around. We're going to give our honest grade for the DCEU for right now. I'm gonna start with you, Engine.
Honest grade is honestly is a D.
We're talking about the DCEU, right? Not the DC as a whole.
DC film and movies together.
Okay. That's the same thing.
D.
Big old D.
Mm. It's going to sound fucked up, what I'm about to say, but it's D. Either you actually sit there, stop letting the big wig stop, need to stop getting in the way and fucking up like actual shit that can actually start raking in the bills and bringing in more people and all that. And stop, either you do that, stop rushing them, or you better start, be like Marvel, be like Harley, take a...
How about you, comic boss?
Jesus Christ. I agree with Engine in some ways. I would give the DCEU a D. I mean, I think they're starting to write the course now. But they don't know what they're doing. They're trying to catch up with Marvel, but they're not doing it right. Mm. I mean, they need somebody over there, like I can't think of his name right now, brain fart, but the guy who's heading up Marvel right now, they need somebody like that over there. Yeah, somebody who knows the material, like Zack Snyder, and let them do their thing.
Okay, I can agree with that. Nico, what would you give as a grade all around?
Is she even still here?
Nico. That's okay. We got some comm problems with Nico. But I know one thing she definitely spoke on. She said that things would go a lot better if they started investing in other characters outside of Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. And I agree with that 1,000%. Like the new show Naomi. So far I like it. I want more. I need to know the mystery.
Which reminds me, the DCAU gets a C. C minus. Yeah, DCA gets a C minus.
So, well,
you do know that Injustice movie had nothing to do with the rest of the animated universe, right?
Yeah, I know.
C minus.
Right?
It's because it gets an A. It gets an A in its animation and storytelling. It gets an F on its heavy use and reliance on Batman.
Okay.
Even if Batman's name is not in the title, it relies off of Batman. Justice League,
Dark.
Okay, that's fair.
Animation on point, storytelling on point, still riding the coattails of Batman.
Too much Batman.
Okay, that's fair. For the DCEU, I am going to give a C-. And that is just because the television shows have actually saved the day.
Yeah.
And James Gunn.
Yeah, and James Gunn. James Gunn definitely saved the motherfucker.
Because the Suicide Squad film he did was really, really good. Had one small issue, but you know, it's small. But overall, I think the TV shows are where things are going to be going. When it comes to the future, I don't know. I know they have a Batgirl film coming out on HBO Max, and of course, we have the Batman with Robert Pattinson and Zoe Kravitz and all those other folks. It looks like it's going to be a hit. I don't know. Got to see how it works out.
Right.
But for right now, you're at a C-. You're a little shaky. But I look forward to seeing what they do, because let's not talk about Marvel, because you know starting, they're doing all you're, right.
You're starting to become the disappointing child, DC. I'm just saying.
That's what DC stands for now, the disappointing child.
Like, you got Like, I get it, because not all Marvel movies hit. And we can't even talk about any type of AU.
Right.
At least
Marvel.
Not right now.
Not right now. But eventually. The movies have been have definitely been on point. They've been more point in the comics. And now they're being on point with their shows. Like, when Marvel comes home with their report card, I'm proud to see it. There's A's, B's, a couple C's on there, but it's good grades overall.
Right. Nothing lower than a C or a B minus.
You still doing the same thing? It's like if this was a Hispanic family and I found out you failed Spanish. The fuck is everyone in that house majorly speaks Spanish when we're in the house and somehow you fell it?
Somebody's getting to call.
That's what it
feels like. That's our town. But and that's our company.
But I want to, of course, always, we want to thank you guys for listening to us today. We really appreciate it. We can't make this happen without you. So, of course, thank you. And to our folks out there on YouTube, of course, you always get a big thank you. Make sure you guys are liking. And don't forget you hit that subscribe button and pluck that bell. So you get,
and if you listen to us on Spotify or any podcast where you listen to, please give us a review. They help out immensely mm-hmm. in our rankings, especially on Spotify. Yes, please do.
And just in case, if you guys might not have noticed, we're gonna start doing the Geek Report as its own separate entity, so we can have a lot more fun with that. So, of course, be on the lookout for that. It is going to be very, very fun. Of course, we want to thank you for your time today. I'm going to be signing off. This is Salty Live 215, Demon Engine.
Wakanda forever!
Comic Boss.
Hey, y'all. Comic Boss, your favorite podcast, Thank y'all for being here with us, man. Really appreciate it.
Queenie wishes you life, light, and love. Be well. Treat yourselves good. Have a good one.
Can y'all come downstairs?